exalt himself against the knowledge and plans of God. I love what Gary Kinneman says in his book, Overcoming the Dominion of Darkness. He talks about three different types of strongholds. He talks about territorial strongholds. These represent the hierarchy of dark forces who are strategically assigned by Satan himself to influence and control nations, communities, and most of all, families. Certain demonic forces mass to different regions to fortify particular kinds of evil. I preach all over the country. And when I get off the plane, I'm trying to sense what stronghold is on the city. Sometimes you walk in the city and you sense the stronghold of lesbianism. You walk in some cities and you sense religious spirits. You walk in other cities, Cleveland, and you sense poverty spirit. Millions of affluent people doing well, but we can't save the schools. Explain that. That's a stronghold. Children are suffering and losing sports programs, and sports is the only way out for some of these young brothers. And we're going to sit up here and not address it because we moved out of Cleveland. No, I don't care where you live on the outskirts. Cleveland is your city. You have a responsibility to Cleveland because you done made it out to such and such heights and your kids ain't got to worry about it. Baby, you wasn't always out there. And if you ain't careful, you will be back where you was. Don't you get arrogant and forget where you come from. I'm from Longwood Heights, the projects, and I will never forget where I come from. We got to break the poverty spirit. I got to run. But then there are ideological strongholds, the way that you think. Charles Darwin's theory of natural selection, which opposes biblical creation, is an ideological stronghold when we think stupid. Ideological strongholds. But here's the ones that's relevant. I don't want to make you tired. You've been good listening to me. Let me let you out of here.
This is KAYT. Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Transmitting from 1,000 feet above Dry Prong, Louisiana, to all of Senla.
Hello, Radio Land. It is always good you're listening to CJ and KYT KQJL. Got a friend, well, he's family to the station, and we so glad to have him on the line with us right now. I got James Bonner on the line with me. Good evening, brother. How we doing today?
Oh, man. On top and rising.
That's what I'm talking about. Brother, I tell you what, man. You got a lot of things going. You got a lot of things in the hat. Won't you kind of give the viewers who are listening a little bit about you, what you got going, and just tell the folks a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is James Bonner. Like I said, I just recently retired from the school system over in Burkeville ISD as a band director. And me, and so once I retired, you know, I always had this vision of doing something for the community, like, you know, blessing people with what they accomplished in the field of gospel music. So the idea of Gospel Music Academy came to me around about 2018. And like I said, I tell this story. What happened was I was at the house, TJ, and what happened was I wanted to get me some gold records. And, you know, anybody gave me no wood. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I went on the internet and bought me some, man, and put them on the wall. You know, and I'm sitting there looking at them. Hey, look, man. He said, if they mean that much to you, they look good to you. Think how much they mean to other people who had that same idea of what you do.
That's
in
right.
Gospel music.
That's right.
And so all of a sudden, my mind began to, you know, expand on what God was saying, and what he was really saying was real. But there's a lot of people out there in this around this area have done a lot of great things over the years, especially recording gospel music.
Right.
And singing in the church and running the sound. And it seems like, I guess there's a cry for people saying, you know what, I've done a lot of stuff. It'd be nice to get a little pat on the back for what I've done. And
right.
I believe it's also true, too. It's better to get your flowers when you're living instead of dead anyway.
That's right, brother. That's right.
And so we got this, so we got it going, and we established the Vernon Parish Gospel Music Academy, and it's an organization that we're in seven things that we award people in: singers, songwriters, musicians, promoter, producer, inspirational dance, and gospel rap. And so those are the areas that we look at. And so we ain't too long. I think it was last year we came by KAYT. Was it last year?
Yes, sir. Last year.
Yeah, we came by last year and we gave y'all, and y'all think y'all made the fifth radio station. Then we went down to Radio Maria over there. They got theirs. And then we just recently left KISS, KISS over there. They got one. And then there's another radio station in Dry Prong called KDVP. And so not just on a radio station, but we look at gospel recording artists.
Right.
We look at a guy. We look at a guy right now out of Colfax. His name is Belwin J. Bruins, and he's a gospel artist, too. And we're going to be inducting him into the Vernon Parish Gospel Music Academy pretty soon. And we got some other things down the line, too. We got By Faith. They'll be inducted. Mm. They live right there in Anacoco, Louisiana. So By Faith is a gospel group, and so we're going to get them in there. But we've had some people that from out of town. We had Dorothy McClung Lewis, who's a member of the Mississippi Mass Choir. She got in. We
okay.
got other group. Yeah, she got in. Then we got, I don't know if you know, do you know Bo Williams?
I do.
Bo Williams, a gospel singer. He comes to Rivers of Living Water Church, you know, once a year, something like that. But he got inducted in. So it's a lot of people, you know, they do a lot of things. And so we just want to let them say, hey, look, man, God is proud of what you're doing. Don't ever think that what you do is in vain.
That's right.
The scriptures, Proverbs 27:2, that's our scripture. It says, let another man praise you and not your own mouth. A stranger, and not your own lips. So
ooh,
that's what we do.
That's heavy. Folks, if you're just tuning in, I got James Barner on with me, and he's telling me his awesome vision. Brother, this vision is definitely led by God for you to, because basically what you're doing is you're rewarding people for their hard work. There's so many people put in the effort, and then I think it plays a part that by you being a band director, you knew what it takes, the same way when you develop an ambition and get a certain level of people for their hard work. That's a gift. That's definitely your gift. God has given you the vision and the gift, and the fact that you are doing that for so many people, brother, I tell you, I want to give you your flowers right now. Thank you so much for doing that for others, to help them feel better about themselves on their hard work, because being a musician is not easy. Producing music is not easy. Getting in front of people is not easy. Learning your craft is not easy. And the fact that you are doing these things to reward them, brother, I want to personally tell you, I salute you.
Thank you, sir. God is good. God is good.
So look,
all about him.
But before I let you go, whenever I interview people, I like to put them on the spot, but I don't. But I can tell that you are strong enough to handle what I'm going to throw at you.
Okay.
Is somebody out there, a musician, that probably wants to give up? Is somebody out there that's a singer that probably wants to give up? It might be somebody out there that just want to give up, period. Can you give somebody something inspirational to say to them right now for why not to give up, brother?
Yeah, so otherwise, you know, we are made in the image of God. We come to this earth, we come here, and then he gives us a choice of what we want to do. You choose today who you want to serve. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
That's
so
right.
For those musicians out there who are going through some doubt, you got to remember something. There's two things that are talking to you. Somebody who don't care about you, telling you some lies about yourself, and there's another person that's telling you there's hope. So you don't listen to the guy that's telling you don't hope, give up. Don't listen to that. Keep driving forward on yourself, because when the devil tells you and reminds you of your past, remind him simply of his future.
That's right.
He ain't got much. He ain't got much time left. So he has to try to torment. Like I said, he got three things in common. He's on this earth for to kill, to steal, and destroy. That's not God's purpose.
That's
he wants
right.
to give you hope. He wants to give you life and life more abundantly. So, again, if you're going through doubts, you know, I would say also go to church. Go to church. And like I said, remember, it's some water, some plant, but God gets the increase.
Yeah, brother, that was so powerful. James, it was my pleasure and my honor to have you on the station. I tell you, Mr. James, can I bring you back on?
Sure.
Okay.
Give me a call or let me know.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely going to bring you back on with us. It's been a pleasure, brother. And I want to give you your flowers. Well, I thank you for all you've done.
And
I hope that you continue to keep doing this thing, and I wish you nothing but the best, brother.
I thank you for the what's a good flower, man? The sunflowers?
I'll take them.
Hey.
That's right, brother.
Yeah, God is good.
That's right. Thank you again, my brother.
All right, man.
Thanks. All right.
God bless.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to KYTKQJO. That was James Bonham with his academy. And you're going to hear this interview a couple of times, and we're going to be bringing him back on, folks. Always a pleasure. Thank you for listening.
Make them believe.
Today, yep, today. It's hard to tell who's a real believer. But if you're real, stand up and let me see ya. Raise your voice one time for the Savior. Don't wait too late. Right now the world is really in need of somebody that ain't afraid to speak up, to live the way that they others want to be. Yeah. It really doesn't matter where you've been. Come on. If you're with it, if you're with it, if you're with it, now it's time to say so. Truly, I believe it, but ain't nobody ever gonna believe it if Sunday is the only day they see ya. Don't wait too late. Right now, the world is really in need of somebody that ain't afraid to speak up. Deliver me, that's not the problem. Ain't afraid to speak up.
The Kate and Roger series by John D. Hoffman. Available now at Amazon.com in paperback or ebook. The first book in the series, entitled The House Built on the Hill Can't Be Hid, the movie. The film is now complete and ready to be released in early 2026. Now, starring actress and actor Anthony Howard Jr. and Roger. The movie trailer can be viewed on YouTube. There are also three more books following, entitled Oh No Man, Nothing But to Love Him, The Movie, Wealth Transfer, The Movie, and his newly released Miracles, Signs and Wonders, The Movie. The Kate and Roger series by John G. Hoffman. Now available on Amazon.com in paperback or ebook. John D. Hoffman, another proud sponsor of this station.
Antioch Missionary Baptist Church presents God Restores. It's a choir restoration concert to be held on Saturday, February 28, 2026 at 6 p.m., 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Stanley R. Mathis is the host pastor. Your presence is requested at this wonderful event. Once again, God Restores. It's the choir restoration concert to be held Saturday, February 28, 2026 at 6 p.m., 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. The Antioch Missionary Baptist Church.
Another proud sponsor of this station.
Take me to the King. I don't have much.
much to breathe. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't fake what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak, no strength to fight. No tears to cry, even if I tried. But still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you on your soul. Please take me to the King. Truth is, it's time to stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's pain. So Lord, speak right now. Let it fall like rain. Oh yeah, we're desperate. We're changing.
Take me to the King.
like this.